This is Earth and Sky on the impact of landslides on salmon.
Debris in a stream bed can pose problems for salmon. Fish that migrate upstream to spawn may find their path blocked. Or salmon may reach their spawning grounds only to find the gravel beds where they lay their eggs smothered in sediment.
But in the long run, say researchers in the Pacific Northwest, landslides are good for salmon. A good salmon stream has two features, so-called riffles, where the water runs fast and shallow, and pools, which are deep and still. The riffles are the salmon's pantry. That's where the food is in the form of aquatic insects hiding in the sediments. The pools are the salmon's dining room, where the fish wait in quiet and safety for insects to wash downstream. Rocks and sediment create riffles, and dead tree trunks block the current to create pools.
So without landslides, streams in the Pacific Northwest would be nothing but clear water running fast over bedrock. Not exactly great salmon habitat. But you can't have too much of a good thing. Landslides in logged-over areas consist of mostly soil and rocks, not wood, since the trees have been removed. So landslides that result from human activity do not create good habitat for fish. Land managers are looking for better ways to manage logging activities so that the number of salmon in the Pacific Northwest will stop sliding downhill.
That's our show. Special thanks to our friends at the U.S. Forest Service. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.